fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of September. The prepper tip of the day: get your body armor, gas mask, thermal imaging, night vision now while you can. It will be gone in 2 or 3 days at the most once there's a major crisis. This is the Tuesday morning roundtable. We got a full house this morning. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sold at Amazon. And we have Steve Ben-Noon. His website's israelinewslive.org. Leon's held over from the first hour. Jeff, good morning. And Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Steve, you there too? We lost Steve. Okay. Jeff, I got a private call last night from Steve, and he's going to be giving us an update. This involves you, sir, because it involves the Communist Chinese and the Russians as well. And what the evidence is revealing concerning their plans involving the Canary Islands and intentionally setting off a massive landslide. So Steve should be back with us shortly. And I'll ask you, sir, Jeff, what's the title of your most recent article, sir?
Well, you caught me by surprise.
Oh, okay.
So, General, remember, look, this is a function of writing. You don't remember the last thing you wrote because when you write, you're getting something out of yourself. And you don't remember or memorize it. You've spent a lot of time with it. So I don't, it's like a blank for me.
And once it's out, you're ready to move on to the next thing, aren't you?
Well, the thing is that the titles of articles are not, I mean, when you write something, the title is not, you know, what you concentrate on. So it's sort of like an afterthought. But
well, your most recent article is dated September 17th, Political Discernment in an Age of Decline. And you get a quote by Nitschke, if I'm saying his right name right. Even the bravest of us rarely has the courage for what he knows.
That's Nietzsche.
Did I say it, Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Well, that would be more accurate to say rarely has the courage to act on what he knows?
No, did you? Yeah, if you want to, you might want to read it again.
Yeah, even the bravest of us rarely has the courage for what he knows.
Right.
Looks like Steve had a power outage there for a moment, a power surge. And Steve, are you back with us, sir?
Yes, I did finally make it back. Took time for everything to reboot over here, so luckily it's only a power surge.
Well, Jeff and Leon and I are all waiting with bated breath to hear your update about what the communist Chinese and Russians have planned for the Canary Islands. We'll turn it over to you, sir.
Okay, we're all going to die. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that.
Well, then we can go on to the next topic. How about Dancing with the Stars? That's something important.
Who brought the donuts?
I was doing something one day, and that's what I did. I went through there, and I was going, "We're all going to die." And my wife said, "You should do that."
I sent a text message to a friend last night that if this thing does cut loose, the Canary Islands, I'm gonna go out maybe today and buy a bottle of single malt scotch, probably Glenlivet, and toast the end of the world.
Well, I have some bottles I brought for you, John, here.
Well, I can understand that. It's kind of crazy. You know, what happened was yesterday, a friend of mine, he was actually there at the meeting there, White House, when the seismologist and maybe the volcanologist, I don't know what all they would call those guys there. But anyway, they were up there discussing with President Biden's cabinet the seriousness of what's going on La Palma. Because they were getting people were discussing the smelling of sulfur, and yeah, the thing is going off, but they knew that this is not releasing enough of the pressure, and so they're anticipating another very large eruption. So they knew that they're not out of the dark yet, and it was getting into a situation where it was bad enough to warrant, at least the scientists believe, that we should at least let people know that this thing could end up causing a landslide there from that part of the volcano that could eventually turn into, as everybody knows.
Did we lose you, Steve? We lost Steve. Okay, well, he's having some issues with the power company up there, apparently. And if Steve comes back, we will course bring him back on. Jeff, I'm continually already this morning I referred people to the speech by the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, and what the stated goals of the communist Chinese are. Return to that speech, return to that statement is very important to keep us grounded into everything else we're doing, don't you think, sir?
Well, yeah, it's a controversial thing to refer to that speech, but I believe the speech is authentic. You know, you could always be mistaken, but you see, the thing is, when a speech is what you see followed up on.
Right.
When you see a virus emerge out of China when they're working on all these, gain-of-function viruses. And, you know, it's been a long time since people came out of China saying, look, after the first SARS outbreak, that China was developing a biological weapon, and that's what it was about. We didn't, in our imaginations, we cannot always imagine what the Chinese strategists are going to do with the weapon. I mean, the thing that always baffled me is, you know, a viral weapon, you know, I mean, The most a virus can kill of the population is not enough to win a war. But given how tender-footed we are now and how everyone's afraid to die of a virus that kills less than 1% and everybody's sheltering and everybody's, it's this huge thing. They shut down travel between countries. They shut down economies. I mean, we've destroyed ourselves with our reaction to this virus. And the fact of them, this is my opinion, by the way. I think the virus was probably 7% lethal when it first was released, but it rapidly mutated to complete harmlessness. It's no more than a regular cold or flu. It's nothing now, unless they, you know, do a re-release thing somewhere. Maybe they've done that. But this is a virus that within weeks mutates to nothingness. It's not really harmful anymore to what it was. And yet they've got a vaccine that, according to one report I just saw, is twice as lethal, at least, as the virus was. Probably more. You have England just stopped its, without hardly saying anything, I guess they got to not embarrass themselves. They stopped the vaccine passports and certain mandates because, and this is what I understand, 30,000 people in England have died of the vaccines. And, you know, who knows what the real numbers of people who died from the supposed COVID virus were. So
well,
it's like,
there was so much smoke and mirrors with these fatalities.
Yep.
It was a day or two ago, it was being reported that we have within 50,000 people, within 50,000 fatalities of the same numbers from the 1918 Spanish flu, over 600,000. To believe that 600,000 Americans died from a virus in the last year and a half is a complete fantasy, a complete fantasy.
Well, the Spanish flu killed a lot. I mean, worldwide, the Spanish flu killed between 50 and 100 million people in that two-year period, almost the same period we've gone through here. This is ridiculous. This hasn't killed 50 million people in the world. And the world, by the way, there's a lot more people today. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And you've had and the governments immediately turned over, like Canada, the United States, other European governments, to paying people not to work, to stay home. They were destroying their own economies in a radical socialist fashion. There is a real connection between radical leftism, between domestic communism, essentially, and this virus and the way they approached it and what China has done. And well, China, communist power. This is not a coincidence.
Well, I'm not sure they took into account the resiliency of the American Americans and the American economy. The last year at this time, people were getting really big checks to not go to work, and massive, I don't know if it's unprecedented, but massive unemployment. September 2021, newspapers all over the country, including my home community, they're employers are offering $750 signing bonus and paying $15, $18, $20 an hour and more for people with no education past high school to take blue-collar jobs. And that's all over the country right now, Jeff. So the resiliency of the American people and the economy is an amazing thing, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
And our... Steve, are you back with us now, sir? Hello, Steve. I'm getting messages that he's...
Okay. I just realized I gave you guys the entire layout, but I was talking to myself.
Uh-huh.
The whole time.
Okay.
So, well, how far did I get?
You got as far as the scientists being concerned that there would be a massive landslide from natural causes.
Okay, so we didn't get into the Chinese aspect on this.
No, sir, you didn't touch on that at all. I gave people a teaser the first hour to get their attention.
Okay, did I go into the fact that that the Biden administration just has really put us on a clothesline and hung us out to dry?
No, sir.
In other words, they're not going to give us... Okay, maybe I should just start from the top.
Start at the beginning would be good, yes.
And if Leon could kind of sing in the background, that way I know I'm not talking to myself.
You betcha. Here I go.
all right. Anyway, so what happened is yesterday they had a meeting at the White House, and they had the different scientists up there, and they were, you know, advising the Biden's cabinet as well as he. I know that he was informed personally. He was not actually at the meeting there. But they were letting them know the severity of La Palma because of the sulfur issue. There was a 50% likelihood of another major eruption, and that you know La Palma could still have a landslide and could still create a massive tsunami that would affect the East Coast of the United States. Well, they elected not to do anything. In fact, they did a media blackout on this information. I was told by a friend of mine that was there at the meeting that some of his clients, who happened to be the governor of Florida, and they're, of course, you know, the people that surround the governor of Florida there, he's not even permitted to let them know that there is a risk of, or a greater risk, I should say, that the seismologists, the volcanologists, are warning the president that there is a much greater risk right now of this island going down, creating a tsunami that would affect the east coast of the United States. And in fact, not only that, they made the situation worse than just not just a media blackout, not just giving the American people the option of knowing, okay, there is a risk. It doesn't mean that it will happen, and it doesn't mean that the landslide would be instant and create a tsunami. It could go over a long period of time and not create a tsunami. That's true. There's a very real possibility that would not happen. But the issue is they're not willing to warn the American people, to give them the option to say, well, we haven't seen grandma in a while. Let's just go ahead and take a few days and let's go take a little vacation, you know, and then that way we kill two birds with one stone. See grandma, and at the same time, if something does happen, we're out of harm's way. So they're not doing that. So at this point here, what we ended up having was they refused to accept the warning. They did a media blackout. And then to make matters worse, we have the ability to warn the American people 8 hours before. In other words, if a landslide were to happen, we can warn the people, even without buoys, with the satellite technology and things, that we have an incoming tsunami. We can give an 8-hour heads up. His administration said no. They said, we will only give the warning when it affects our buoys on our side of the Atlantic Ocean, which means the very most you will get is 2 to 3 hour warning. And as it was put to me, that means pretty much everybody that is on these coastlines will end up dying, because who can get high enough to the elevation in order to get away from a tsunami that would be coming in, especially if you're dealing with traffic in a panic at that point there, because they've waited to the very last minute. So it's just really bewildering and discouraging that, you know, the American public does not have the right to make a decision for themselves how to handle it. And I don't think that people would panic. I mean, we already know how people are. I mean, we get a major hurricane in the ocean, you know, coming this way, and it could be a Category 5, and you can tell the people all day long, you need to evacuate, you need to evacuate, and the people still don't evacuate. And they got a 15-foot wall, tidal surge is coming with it, you know, so, and the high tide in Louisiana, and yet the people still sit there and they have a party instead. So, see, not everybody panics to begin with, and the people that do leave, they're not panicking, they're just using a little common sense and getting to higher ground, but at least they have the ability to make that decision based on how they feel about this, the possibility of something happening. And same thing with a Palma. You know, it's not like a hurricane that you know is inevitable. It's going to hit. It might not hit your area. It might hit the guy next to you. But with La Palma, it may or may not go down. That's true. We don't really know. But at least you have the option to take and make your own decision. And they're not giving the American people that, John. And that's what's sad.
Well, it is sad. And I've already got people reach out to me. John, send me an email when you know it's going to happen. And I responded back, I'm not going to get any more notice than anybody else. And the notice is going to be 2 hours. So basically, what's the point? So I don't have any special access to any notice. And people are on their own when it comes to this. They're definitely on their own to monitor whatever resource they can monitor. I imagine the emergency alert system would be used. If you're in the south part of Florida, you're not going to, you won't have time, even if the roads are empty. You won't
even
have time.
Even with eight hours.
You know, unless you have access to an aircraft that's fueled up and ready to go, you're finished. You're done.
That's exactly right. And that's the bad part about all of this. You know, there is no time. And I mean, I will actually know 8 hours in advance, but, you know, but what can I do? You know, if it happens in the middle of the night, who's going to be watching Israeli News Live at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Well, here's what I said the first hour. If I was in charge of setting it off, I would do it at, I would set it off about midnight New York time. That means the alert would come in between midnight and 4 a.m., which means almost everybody's going to be asleep. That's what I would do if I wanted to get the maximum amount of fatalities.
Well, we got more that goes with this, John. Do we have a break? Because I kept hearing music in the background.
We should be on a break right now.
Oh.
Hold on.
But also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st September. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The sale ends at midnight Wednesday. If you want to help your team get all the equipment they need at the best prices on EMP Shield devices, at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We got Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, and his books are sale at Amazon. We got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and we have Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. A bunch of callers on hold here. We've really got people's attention here, Steve. Have you covered that topic sufficiently that we move on to callers, sir? Steve, take your phone off. You're on mute.
Okay, yes. There is one other thing, but remember what it was. It'll come to me in a minute. I'll search through my notes, see if I can find it real quick.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a bunch of callers on hold here. First, we go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, everyone. A lot of people there this morning. I just wanted to make a comment on the what I've found on last night I was listening to a radio broadcast, and they were talking about the virus numbers, and it's not just, you know, about 30% of the nurses, you know, that are refusing to take the vaccine, but it appears that it's like 30% of almost everyone in the United States. They went through a long list of people, you know, occupations, and they went through the construction industry. They went through, you know, you name it, technical industries. Almost all people, about 30% of the people in this country are saying they're going to refuse or are refusing to take the shot. And for several different reasons, you know. So these numbers that they're rolling out here of 70 million is total bull, just complete and utter bull. It doesn't, they don't make any sense, absolutely none. Now, I haven't checked all these, you know, industries to see, you know, to verify that on my own yet, but I can definitely say that it appears that about 30% of the people in the United States are not going to take it or haven't taken it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have much of a comment on what Mr. Bannoun is saying, but I do have a, you know, I have like, I don't know, it's kind of strange. You can say woo-woo, but I have like a meter, you know, that is intuition, I'll say. Okay, we'll just call it intuition. It usually notifies me if I'm in some kind of danger. Now, I can't say it works all the time. You know, it doesn't, you know, work all the time. Sometimes if I don't listen to it properly, you know, I don't give it enough. If I don't give my feelings enough intuition, you know, pay attention to it closely enough. But I get nothing, you know, on this thing from the flooding and stuff from the whatever it is over in the Canary Islands or whatever it is. I believe it was one of your guests was talking about they did military testing. They did do that, by the way, and I've seen the videos where they did created tsunamis that would, you know, by detonating underground nuclear bombs. The originally, back in the old, back right after World War II, they started that stuff. They were doing it off the coast of New Zealand there, out there where there's deep waters, but they weren't trying to measure effects of a tidal wave coming into the shore. They were looking up for ways to sink ships back then, you know, to capsize them from a large underground nuclear blast, which they were able to do. But that was back then, you know, and their sights may have changed now. You know, so I don't know. I might be wrong, you know, with my intuition. But I'm getting nothing. And as far as, you know, I do have a question for Mr. Bannoun, and it's simply, he said he has insight into the Washington, into, he got messages from people that were in the cabinet meeting that was going to meet with Biden. I mean, that's pretty, I mean, you would have to be, I mean, your military rank would have to be above top secret to be able to get that kind of information. I don't know who's going to leak that kind of information to anybody. I really don't. So I don't know. I'm just saying I find that a little bit hard to swallow.
Well,
thank you.
Well, all right. Thanks for calling, Charlie. We got a break. Right there.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if we shall,
all
I do
right,
not
we're
for
back,
a moment,
ladies and gentlemen, Gerard Moore here on Tuesday, the 21st of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. People ask me about real estate. Well, finally, I got some listed there. Right on the navigation bar, real estate. Only 2 listings right now, but more coming. And, of course, energy cleaners. We help people get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep. Get the details and place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. This Tuesday morning roundtable, we have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist, website jrnyquist.blog. Excellent books he's written for sale at amazon.com. And Steve Ben-Noon, his website's israelinewslive.org. Okay, I think we'll just take our next caller here, gentlemen. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, can you hear me?
We hear you fine.
Okay. I wanted to say that the sulfur dioxide is called brimstone. It's the same thing that fell on Sodom and Gomorrah. And it burns real, it'll burn up everything around it. But I was looking on Begley and Paul Begley, and he showed that they had taken 5,000 people out, and the lava was flowing down, And what I wanted to say about it is the main thing is the problem with the whole world, and I'm talking to them. The LGBTs are under severe judgment right now because God's only going to put up with this stuff for, you know, so long. And, I mean, they don't listen to your show, but that's what's going on. That's one of their favorite places in the Canary Islands. I mean, yeah, Canary Islands is Las Palmas. I mean, it's incredible when you read about it, you know. This motel owned by a gay that you can swim naked and everything. And the people in Florida on the coast, the Gulf Coast, we've had prophets come there. I lived there a long time. And they know that Florida is going to be covered with water. There is nothing higher than 45 feet above sea level in Florida. So I had to say that because it's true. I told all my friends, why are you staying even near here? Well, people are still doing it, you know, because, well, it hadn't happened yet. But you know what? This is what we're going through right now with this COVID-19 hadn't happened yet either. So I think people better get right with God. That includes the LGBTs. And don't let them take over. I can't say anything because they're taking over Fort Worth. I had to say that because I always look to see what's going on, and that's usually the whole problem when the judgment comes. So I just thought I'd tell y'all that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pat. We appreciate the call. I don't know if we need any follow-up on that comment and call. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John. John Tennessee, you're on the air. Hello, going once, going twice. John Tennessee. Okay, we'll move on to Tom in California. Good morning, Tom.
Steve, you mentioned a few days ago about international waters. You flew over them, took some pictures because there's lights in the ocean from volcanoes that could go off. Did you ever get any pictures?
Actually, I have not. I have to be quite honest. I haven't even looked to see if anybody sent me any as of yet. That's something I needed to announce on my own channel as well. But no, I haven't gotten any as of yet. But I was told that if people are doing international flights at night, they should be able to see glowing areas on the ocean where volcanoes are going off. From what I understand, there's quite a few of those going off.
Well, now I have heard that there's 1,800 volcanoes above land and 2 to 3 million below sea. Is that right?
That I have no knowledge about at all, but I can imagine there's, of course, a lot more than what there are above land, without a doubt, because we have so much more ocean floor. Whether or not it's that high or not, that seems like it'd be a little bit more than you could imagine, but who knows? I mean, I don't know the answer to that one.
No, did you hear that this morning that there was the volcano that went off in Italy?
No, I did not hear about the one in Italy as of yet.
And then I know you said the one, the islands over by Alaska is going off?
Actually, it's not going off as of yet. When I looked at Hal Turner's report, he was saying that the activity for it to erupt is what is actually happening at this point right now.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for your information, because if you didn't give that, like you said, we would know hardly anything. So I thank you with that, and I'll let the next call come on.
Thank you.
Okay. Steve, give us some what evidence are we aware of that the Chinese and Russians are planning to use devices to set off this landslide? Go ahead.
Unfortunately, John, you know, intel, as you know, is not something that just, it's not any, there's this, it's very difficult to be able to show people the evidence behind those type things there. That's things that are, they're going on inside the government that they're aware of. When I was told about this, it was intercepts that they had picked up on the chatter on this. One important thing, though, that I meant to mention a little bit earlier, and that is that recently there were, and this is all connected to what you're talking about there, several senators had got some very big payout from the Chinese. They got some nice payouts from them. And as and not long after that, and I think we mentioned this a little while back, John, is that there was a back when President Trump was being cheated out of the presidency there, there was a fear that we could go into, we could descend into civil war in this nation. And as a result, the Biden administration had already made an agreement with the Chinese to come in to help put down any civil unrest if that were to happen. That did not happen, of course, as we all know. And but since then, what the American public are not aware of is that we have made another agreement. I don't want to say we, I don't want to be included in that, but the Biden administration has made another agreement with the Chinese that in the event of any natural disaster, that they would be called upon to come in to help deal with any natural disaster, bringing troops into the United States. Well, oddly enough, that's being pushed with Congress, or maybe the Senate, who I don't know which one who's doing this, but that was presented to them as, well, the Chinese have a lot invested in this country, and therefore they have a vested interest in making sure that this country is protected as well. Isn't that a nice way to put it? Protected as well. But the case is they want to be able to get boots on the ground. Now, if you take that type of information and you look at what was told to me on the 8th of September, that there was chatter going on that we had picked up between the Russians and Chinese, and that they were planning on using a device to set off a volcano at the Canary Islands to try to get this landslide, it just seems a bit suspect. And then, of course, on the 13th, we start getting all this swarm. And I don't know if it's exact date. It could have been the 12th or whatever. But I really didn't expect it to happen that quick. I was told, like I said, I was told on the 8th that this was going to happen, I shouldn't say that it's going to happen, but there was the threat of that happening. And then we, next thing we know, we get the swarm that takes place. You know, now, was it the Chinese or the Russians? I did ask a little later after all this began in another meeting that we were in, and I asked about that. And the Russians were taken out of the equation, but the Chinese were not taken out of the equation. But at that point there, it had already become an issue of classification, so we really couldn't go too deep into the subject, so it had to kind of be left alone. So you can just take it for what it's worth at that point there, because it's hard. But as far as being able to explain how you get those type things, you know, John, as well as
I. Well, I do, but let's move on from there. See, would it be the Chinese would love to have a plausible deniability that if they did something, it appeared to be a natural event, nothing that was created by the Chinese or Russians. So the time frame is what people are interested in. While these earthquakes and volcanoes are popping off, would be the time for them to set off their device if they were going to do so, which means probably a few weeks, maybe a month or two.
Exactly, John, and that because there's already every type of thing happening on the planet, so no one would be suspecting that there is that this is nothing, no more than another natural event that has taken place. But yet, what's interesting, and I just got the report from a friend of mine, and was a FEMA engineer, that not that the FEMA was saying it, but it's the fact that picking up on some news over there in the Spanish news, that the people were saying that this whole situation that is happening was not natural. They said it just seemed to be very unnatural. Now, I don't know what they were basing that on. So I don't know if that's just people's opinions or if there was some scientific information that would support that or not. But it did that did get raised, and I thought that was of an interest as well to see how that plays out.
Okay, let's take our next call here. You got a follow-up, Liam, before we do that? Go ahead.
I just want to ask, Steve, did you hear anything about the West Coast having any issues? I hear about all the vehicles being vectored toward the West Coast on trains and convoys. And the reason I'm asking is John had an idea earlier about, you know, if he was going to do an attack, especially if it was going to be both countries, Russia and China. And my concern was, remember back in April of 2021, they talked about the Poseidon nuclear torpedo. And they said you can drop it. Russians have been doing this for 20 years, and they've been testing it. But if they hit the West Coast at the same time they did the East Coast, did you have any kind of correlation thinking that would be like a pincer move to now bring in the foreign entities to control America because of, you know, us imploding? So have you heard anything about that?
Well, I do know that the ultimate goal for this New World Order issue is to bring America down, and of course, us being an armed nation, that's what's causing them the biggest threat. The only thing that I'm aware of thus far is I still keep getting updates on the late November asteroid that's supposed to hit the Pacific subduction zone, which would definitely create a havoc for our West Coast. And they keep saying that they're not able to move it, but they say that they're genuinely trying to do it. But then on this issue with October, the Chinese have been able to destroy or to divert at least 100 of the asteroids that we were going to be facing in October, which is supposed to be of a great benefit. But then I get told that the Chinese are angry at the U.S. because they say we're not really trying to do anything, and it's almost as if we want these things to hit. Now, that's just things that are going on in behind the scenes, which seems to be counterproductive of what their objective is. And then, of course, all this movement of tanks and things that people were showing on social media going out west. I was told that was actually for civil unrest. It's not because of Chinese troops, even though we did discuss that issue that there, you know, we know we have the real threat. We have the Chinese troops up in Canada. We're very much aware of that, as well as in Mexico, and not as many as in Mexico as what they have in Canada. And so my thought was, as they were moving, positioning because of an invasion, and I was told, no, it's going to be just the opposite. And they said that what's sad is the fact they know that that's a real threat, but instead they're more concerned about what's about to happen on the West Coast that's going to cause a famine and cause people to go bonkers because there's no food and water, and that they're going to have to deal with them like that. Well, I'm like, well, why do we need to use tanks, especially against American people? Why do we roll out tanks for this? So makes no sense. But and by the way, there is one other thing coming to the West Coast too, and I haven't gotten a clarification on it yet. We were just communicating, but not securely, so we couldn't discuss it openly yesterday. But there's supposed to be, I'm assuming, like a swarm of small asteroids or something that's going to hit the Pacific. It's supposed to create a lot of steam, and they're thinking that it's going to create more storms or something. I don't really know the answer to that, what that's about. I mean, I'm like, what in the world could that be? But and I don't even know the time frame on that, if that's this year, next year, whatever the case may be. But it seems some very strange things are definitely going on, and everything seems to be focused on the United States, which I know it's not just the U.S. We discuss a lot of things geopolitically, things that are going to be happening in other parts of the world too as well. A lot of countries are in very, very serious danger from the real events, but at the same time, and I was told that there are going to be man-made events in the midst of all of these natural events, as John pointed out, because you won't know the difference. You won't know which one is which.
Correct. Okay. Because I remember you said 17 to 18 events were going to be coming down, and you only talked about three of them before, which was, and I was just curious what the remaining 14 or 15 that you can describe, has any of those transpired yet?
I would have to go back. I totally forgot about that. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I'll make a note of it, and maybe next week we can bring that up and go through all of those issues there.
Good.
So, yes, I'll make a note of it.
Okay. Thank you, Leon and Steve. Let's take our next caller, Elizabeth in New York. Morning, Elizabeth. Got a break coming up.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, John, Stephen, Leon. There is one thing that I discovered looking into La Palma over there. There was a very high thermal anomaly there, and I'm wondering if they didn't use that device to start this whole process. And I'm wondering if it's quite possible if they're going to wait until that rhyolite hits the water and it explodes and maybe trigger their device then so that no one will question it.
Only possibilities. We have a break. We're right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Elizabeth, did you have a follow-up comment or question?
Well, the other thing that I was noticing, reviewing it, what's currently going on, there has been continued uplift and deformation. They did have another 3.8 quake since yesterday, and there is another vent that has opened up. And I did come across some information where it looks as though this volcano is possibly being fed by either the seamounts, or they mentioned something about a volcano up by Gibraltar, that somehow these are interconnected, and it's infilling. The seismic signatures are constant tremors, and it's showing that there is continued infilling, and that the pressure is building up, that it hasn't been released enough. And I agree with Steve's sources. I truly think that there's going to be a larger eruption, especially when that rhyolite hits the water. We're going to see an explosion, because that is highly explosive. And that's all I want to say right now. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Any follow-up, Steve, before we move on?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. Let's go to our next caller. Looks like John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
Hear you fine. Yep.
Okay. First of all, John, I owe you an apology for yesterday, sincerely. So I hope you accept that.
Well, I do. The emotion of the moment, everybody got caught up in it. But go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, I remember back in the 90s, Secretary of Defense Richard Cohen talked about countries involved in a type of eco-terrorism setting off volcanoes and earthquakes. So I believe that's what we're seeing, but I'd also like to say to all of you, the Bible says that God won't do anything or allow anything to be done without first telling the prophets, that you'll have warning. Now, if you go back to 9/11, and we've seen it on the money, whether anyone believes that was real or not, we saw the towers on the $5 and $10 bill and the $20. And if you look at the 20, when you make the towers and you turn it over, you will actually see what I believe is a wave hitting the downtown area of New York, which is, I also believe, Revelation 18, Babylon the Great. I'd like to get all of your comments on that, whether or not you've looked at it, and what you think about the possibility that this is, first of all, it's all been planned, but architecture is based a lot on the occult.
Hold on, we got to
top
the break,
so maybe after the break.
Top of our break, we're right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.